Welcome to the Assurance Financial Expert Analysis. I'm John DeShazer from NewOrleansSaints.com, and this play courtesy of New Orleans' 47-10 victory over the Buffalo Bills on Sunday at New Era Field at Orchard Park, New York. Now, the Saints win this game by 37 points, and you might say, okay, what could be a big play in a game such as that? However, this was a pivotal play, even though it was early in the game. 7:46 remaining in the first quarter, and the Saints are facing 4th-and-1 at the Buffalo 30. Now, they're well within the range of kicker Will Lutz. He's made 50-plus yards. In fact, he made a 53-yarder against the Bills later in the game. However, this is an attitude play for the Saints. This is a play where the Saints basically decide, we're going to set the tone in this game. We're going to show exactly how we're going to play this game, how physical this game is going to be. So rather than go for the game-tying field goal, the Saints, 4th-and-1 at the Buffalo 30, decide to go for it. And you want to pay attention specifically to the interior here. Not so much this guy, Drew Brees, but right guard Larry Warford, center Max Unger, left guard Andres Pete, and running back Mark Ingram. We're going to clear it now, and we're going to go a little bit slow. And this is going to be a kickout block, basically, up the middle as Drew Brees begins to take the snap. And you see the linebacker shift. He's moving along with Ted Ginn, but Ted Ginn is just basically window dressing. Stop it right here. Larry Warford, Ryan Ramczyk with the kickout blocks. Here is Max Unger, Andres Pete with the kickout blocks. Here is Teron Armstead, left tackle, with the kickout blocks. And look at this lane for Mark Ingram. A couple of offensive linemen probably could have run through this. Clear it. And here we go. Here's Mark Ingram. We're going to stop it right here. Now, he sizes up Buffalo safety Micah Hyde. Micah Hyde is a guy who has an opportunity to make this tackle, and instead we're going to run it. Micah Hyde becomes a speed bump right here. Mark Ingram bounces off it, and it takes a free safety, Jordan Poulsen, to run down Mark Ingram. That's a 25-yard gain on 4th-and-1, and the Saints, again, show the attitude that they're going to have in this game. We know they ran it 48 times for 298 yards, this being one of those runs, and it was an attitude-type play. Again, 4th-and-1 in the first quarter with 7:46 left, only trailing by 3. So not a desperation situation, but this is the play that Coach Sean Payton called and basically told this team, we believe we can move the ball on this team on the ground, and they did so all day. That's your expert analysis for this game.